4 DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. They're bringing up the repeater, but that's all you're doing is keying the repeater. Don't hear anything. So we'll consider that an unidentified transmission. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCHU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go into the RAGCHU portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. And before I get started with the pre-net check-in function on the repeater, I would like to thank Patrick, KO4HKX, up in Penrose for taking the net for me last Wednesday night. I had something come up and couldn't make it, and I got him at the last minute, and I do appreciate him taking care of the net. Now we'll go over to the pre-net check-ins that's checked in with us tonight, and we'll go through those, and then we'll check on our echo link. I would like to say good evening. K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're at Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon, and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KM4IAV, that's Mr. Thomas over there in Greer. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up Traveler's Rest. And then I have my pretty little bride Joy, that's K3JOY, she's in the other room. And by telephone relay, I got KC4SKD, that's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. Their neighbor's mine over here in Easley. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC, that's Mr. Randall up there in Asheville. And KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater, those that checked in via telephone relay. We appreciate all of you fine folks, and I hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over, we got an Echo Link station up. We'll go over and check on our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is KQ4SID, Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta. Name is Craig, and I'm in Greer. And I'll be negative, but I'll be listening for the swap net tonight.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KQ4SID, Mr. Craig over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Craig. Hope you are doing well there, young man. We'll go over to the RF check-ins now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo for Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo for Delta Mike Whiskey. Frick, we're all, you know, in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. For, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West of Greenwood County. Be native and native. 73, you and on the net, and tell Miss Choi I said hello.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. Her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Michelle's down there in Ware Shoals, and Lorena and Rick are down there in Piedmont. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Mr. Michelle we said hello, and tell Mr. Rick I said hello as well. But I hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you are doing well, and thanks for missing me a little bit last week. I apologize for not being here, but something came up, and Patrick got him to call the net for me. And my hat's off to that young man. He did a good job as far as I know. I didn't get to listen to much of it. Again, Walt, glad to be back, and I hope you are doing well there, young man. Please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. And then we got WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Victory Uniform, Kevin and Swannanoa.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4YVU. That's Mr. Kevin up there in Swannanoa. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well there, young man. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Joy, please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you on the, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative. And please check in Earl. You called me earlier on RF, KK4HHB in Traveler's Rest, and you'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Well, Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. It's KO4QOD. This is Chris in Liberty, and I won't be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KI4DOS, please check in KO4RAV, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor. This is John in Central. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Earl, KK4HXB, up there at Traveler's Rest via telephone relay. Appreciate Earl being with us tonight. If he's listening, I hope he's doing well. Tom, appreciate you relaying Earl in like that. If we could, you know, it happens every once in a while that folks can't be next to the radio, and if they can call somebody to get them to check in, you know, that keeps our numbers up. But do appreciate you bringing Earl along, and again, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty, KO4QLG. Chris, you sounded good tonight there, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KO4RAV. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary. Check in. KI4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. Negative, negative. Do be sure and come with Joy to we say hello.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I do have one more Echo Link station up. He just popped up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative. You have a good evening.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4YHY, Master Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. We'll go back over to the RF section now. We'll move up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
QS. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie, FKQ4DRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. Negative, negative. Let me reach you and all on the net.
For DOS. KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, and my name's Clint Honeypath, and I'll be negative on the rag too, but I'll be listening for the swap meet. 73.
DOS. And everyone on the net, and Miss Joy as well, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, portable in Cleveland, on the couch. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
DOS. Gary, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KQ4, can't read my own ride tonight. KQ4ZRC. That's Mr. Grayson up there in Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grayson. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4YOO, that's Mr. Clint up there in down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you're doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's portable up there in Cleveland on the couch tonight. Shane, you being a couch potato, that's a good thing. Take you, get you some rest there, young man. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello and the rest of the family. Hope all y'all are doing well. And WB4ZPH, that's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Golf Foxtrot, Chris up here in Candler, just outside of Asheville, be in and out.
KI4DOS, Bo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Terry in North South Carolina, checking in and out. Thank you for running it in.
KOS, please check in, KQ4ZYL, Ron in Penrose, Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Lima.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KR4AGF. That's Mr. Chris up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And this next one I messed up, and my pencil point broke, and we'll get into that in a minute, but I got KR4ACR. Is that correct? And I missed your name and location.
Yes, sir, that is correct. The name is Terry. I'm in Moore, South Carolina.
Well, I apologize there, young man. I use a mechanical pencil, and my pencil point broke. By the time I clicked it and got back over to the paperwork, I done got behind and lost my place. But at least I got your call right, and I do appreciate you being with us tonight, and congratulations on the new call, and I hope you are doing well over there in Moore. And then the last one I got was KQ4ZYL. That's Ron up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. With the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Okay, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS, W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative. And Gary, I'd like to list something in your net's, forgot what it's called. Anyway, talk with you after a while. Over.
And the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. And I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. I appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And then we got the one Harry was waiting on, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He sent me a text message. He's on the phone call right at the moment. He can't get off the phone to get on the radio. So Dave asked if I would check him in via telephone relay. So we got Patrick in there, and Harry, he's there, but he's listening to two conversations at one time. But appreciate all y'all being with us. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, the patient group on a Wednesday night, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, sans 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Beverly and I are doing well, no traffic, no comments, good evening to all.
DOS. Check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Lima, Bravo, Alpha. It's Travis in Black Mountain. Just trying to stretch my legs on my radio a little bit tonight.
4, DOS. Thank you for being here for the rest of us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be here for a little ride you. And I hope everybody has a good night. Sleep tight. Stay warm.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. C. Ed. He's up there a little bit further up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. C. Ed. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Y'all stay warm and stay safe up there in Fletcher. And then we got KQ4LBA. That's Mr. Travis up there in Black Mountain stretching his legs out a little bit. Travis, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And this week back, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Put up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4POT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
About to get run over by a policeman. Walkie-talkie out in the front yard, W4NGU, Phil, Boiling Springs. Negative and negative.
KF4DOS. Everybody on the net, please check in N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet in your mic. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in there, I guess. Hope you have a good night.
DOS. Control, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo, KO, KQ4, ZLE, Anthony in Townville. Good evening.
KI4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, Miss Joy, all on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments tonight. 73 to you, Miss Joy, and all on the net.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. And then we got W4NGU. That's Mr. Phil about to get run over by an emergency vehicle over there in Bowling Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Phil. I hadn't heard you in a long time there, young man. Hope you are doing well. You're sounding good on that HD out in your front yard, too, Phil. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And then we got N4NLR, Master Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4ZLE, that's Mr. Anthony down there in Townville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anthony. Hope you're doing well. And KC4STR, Mr. Steve. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. And then the last on the list of that group, we got AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so we'll go on up here and say this. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're there. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. If one gentleman's got an item or two for the swap net, we'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there at Taylor's. Gene, what can we do for you tonight there, young man?
Gary, I have a Collins S-line for sale. Do not know the condition because I've never used it whatsoever. I inherited it from a Solid Key. It looks good. That's all I can say. And I'm asking $250 for it. That's the transmitter, the receiver, and the speaker slant power supply for it. So it's three actual units. And if somebody wants to buy it, $250, and if for some reason there's something real bad wrong and they can't get it going, you got your money back. Over.
That Collins S-line is a nice set to have. There's a guy that calls the South Carolina single sideband net that calls the net on the Collins S-line. Sounds really, really good. And I've got the Collins 30L1 amplifier that goes with those other pieces. That'd make a whole complete set, but I've got too many radios myself now. But you have for sale a Collins S-line. You would like $250 for it. You do not know the condition of it. You inherited it from a Silent Key, and you would like to sell it for $250. That's the transmitter, the receiver, and a speaker power supply combination. So it's actually three pieces. And if it does not work or it's got too many problems, the folks can get their money back. Did I get all that right?
Correct, Gary. Over.
The folks get in touch with you there, Gene.
Did you ask this in?
If somebody's interested in it, how can they get in touch with you? How can they reach you?
Let me list my phone number, cell phone, 864-303-4438. And I'm going in the hospital Monday. Don't know how long I'm going to be there, but it'd be nice if somebody, if interested in it, contact me before that time. Or even after that time when I get back, if I get back.
Anyway, just keep that in mind, if you will. Over.
I'll do that. Folks can reach you at area code 864-303-4438. That's your cell phone number, and if you would like for them to get in touch with you before Monday, if possible, because you have to go into the hospital, and they can contact you when you get back home, but you don't know when that will be right at this moment, correct?
Oh, they're saying probably a week or 10 days after I go in the hospital. I've got, colon cancer, and they're going to cut a section of my colon out.
I'm going in for some major surgery, but you'll be in the hospital a week to 10 days. But if people can get in touch with you, if they're considering this, ask Collins S line. Let them get in touch with you before Monday, before you go in the hospital, right?
That is correct.
Does anyone need any feels on this Collins S line that Gene just listed? Well, nothing heard right now, Gene. We'll run this for a few weeks. I wish you well in the hospital when you go into the hospital on Monday for your surgery. Hope everything comes out well. We'll put you on your prayer list here at the house, and we'll try to keep in touch with you as best we can. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great evening, what's left of it. Has anyone else got anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. That they're looking for. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. But you're right, that college is a nice setup, but it does cost a little bit to keep it up, right?
Yeah, it's just in time to tooth study, and it would probably all have to do this tap and a line. I got the stuff to do it. And man, I've run as long as those things all my life, but that's the money right now.
My father-in-law had one. He had the S line as well when he was here. Of course, he bought and sold radios like a lot of people do, you know. He'd run this one for a while, somebody'd have this one for sale, he'd buy it and sell what he had. sometimes he thought he was trading up, but sometimes he got fooled. But that is a nice setup. WA5KSC, Steve calls the net, the single sideband net, on a Collins S line, and it really sounds really good on his, but he works at it all the time, and, not all the time. He keeps it up. I'll put it that way.
That is a tooth. Now, it's kind of hard to do. There ain't nobody messing them now but Russia.
Russia, that other place that starts with a C, we'll call it China, right?
I wouldn't say that.
If that's the only place you can get the tube, you know, that's the way it is. But I don't know. Sometimes I wish they'd start making them back over here again, but I don't see that happening.
Tintec
closed their doors and they opened their business back up. It's still up there, it's available. But they're not running what they used to. They opened back up, oh gosh, I don't know, a year or so ago. But you know, it used to, if you had an old Tintec radio, an older one, you could send it back and it'd go through it and realign it and repair it, but they don't do that anymore. Their repair side of it just works on the new stuff that they're making. They don't work on any of their old stuff anymore. Matter of fact, I still got two here, two different ones, Tintecs, but I don't, you know, both of them sitting in the closet. I need to get them out and dust them off and turn them on, see if they still work. If they don't, I have to get in there and repair them myself, but that's for another day.
I just think that's enough.
You just let me know whatever, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, you take care, and again, please tell Miss Joanne and the rest of the family we said hello. I hope y'all are staying warm and staying safe over there as it gotten a little cooler. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
Nothing wrong with it. I just don't use it, and it's fully charged. It comes with a charger. It's got a little thing on the back. You can put it on your belt, or you don't. If you don't want it, just take that off. And it also has a kind of a cover that you can also put it in and put it on your belt also. So $50. That's what I want for it.
You have for sale a Yaesu VX-170, 2-meter HT. Comes with a charger, a belt clip, and a case with a belt clip. It's charged up, and you would like $50 for it, correct?
That is correct.
You're doing good tonight, ain't it?
Yeah, you got my phone number already.
864-845-7031.
My goodness, your brain was as sure as working. You must have had them high-powered happy pills or something. Yeah, that's correct.
I will accept what that doctor prescribed to me from the hospital, and I don't want to take them, but I told him I would.
You better do what he tells you to do. You don't. Joy's going to whoop on your head.
How about that? And I don't need no more knots on my head. It's not enough. You've already told me I got rocks in my head.
You had rocks in your head. I just agreed with you.
It all worked out, didn't it?
I didn't fall off the truck yesterday either. I remember what you said.
Okay, buddy. Is there anyone who feels on this Yaesu HT that Don just listed? You run the SwapNet for a couple of years. You know the drill. I'll run it for a couple of 3 or 4 weeks. And when you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. And I'll take it back off my swap net book. Please tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well and good hearing you on the air.
Yeah, she heard you there. And tell Joy we said hello to KG4 PFI clear.
I'll take care. SKI4 DLS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter swap net. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add? Or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. Into the reading of the swap net book, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Granville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net.
4DLS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Alrighty, it's KI4DLS. Continuing. Let's see here. The very first item we got up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker built in. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Pump is for sale. Fella has some half inch copper J-pole antennas. He would like $50 each for these J-pole antennas. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's an LDG AT1000 Pro 2. That's an automatic antenna tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. The fellow has three ARRL handbooks. These are older handbooks. He has one from 1961, one from 1966, and one from 1971. They said they're in great shape. If you collected these type ARRL handbooks to put in your library, he's got all three of those for sale. And it would take $60 for all of them. Does anyone need any fuels? And the map is for sale. Fella has some FMB 41 batteries. Now, these are HT batteries. I think they fit a Yaesu FT50, FT50. That's an FMB 41 HT battery. He's got three of them. And he said to call y'all and talk about the price. Does anyone need any fuels? And a map on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT1802. That's an older 2 meter monobander radio transceiver. He would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The thing we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fellow looking for a automatic antenna tuner that will do at least 600 watts. Does anyone need any fuels? To conclude the reading of the swap net book, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Those that let me know about the items that they had sold, I really appreciate that. That keeps my book straight on this end. Had a couple of folks put out new items on, so we'll run those for a few weeks when you buy or sell these items. If you don't mind, let me know, that way I can keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We'll go over here and see who's first up on the red shoe stuff. And that's Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Larry, kind of a wet, slippery stuff tonight there, young man, but it's not dirty. What have you and Miss Donna been up to?
KI4,
Sirius KK4JBQ. Well, Gary, you're right. It's cold, it's slippery, but I'll hang on as long as I can. Tonight, my voice is okay so far. I don't know. Maybe I'm just meant to be here tonight. I do want to say a couple things, and I'm going to turn it back to you and let you wear your voice out a little more. I have enjoyed our preview of springtime. I think maybe all of us feel that way. We had temperatures in the 70s and sunshine, and goodness, you could go out in your shorts and short sleeves if you wanted to do that. I didn't, but I'm recovering from something in my throat. But it was a pleasure, and I knew, yeah, sure, I knew it wasn't going to last forever. Because, for crying out loud, we're in February. That's usually, that's a month that has its own character. I think we started the month with that groundhog thing. And all that says to me is that it can go either way, you know. And it famously goes one way or the other, depending on, well, I don't think the shadow of a groundhog, but for some reason it can go this way or that way. And we make a jolly time of it. And I did like the movie. If you like comedy, that was Groundhog Day. That was a fabulous movie. I enjoyed it. I think I've seen it 3 times. So we've got a few more weeks. Let's look at it that way. A few more weeks of touch and go, and maybe some cold, rainy nights like tonight, and some passable days. But springtime's coming, folks. That's what I'm hanging on to. Springtime is coming. How about you, Gary?
February, they got Groundhog Day, and then they got Valentine's Day, and I don't know. You know, how many other days they gonna get in there? But, I've always heard the old adage, they didn't care about the groundhog. They said that March, if it came in like a lamb, it would go out like a lion. So, you know, if it comes in real nice and pretty and warm the 1st of March, and, you know, look out for the end of the month. It's liable to be 20 inches of snow or something. But I can guarantee you one thing, that we wake up tomorrow, there's going to be a 100% chance of weather. I'm not saying what that's going to be. I'm just going to say we're going to have some kind of weather or the other.
Well, KI4GOS and the 2 meter net, this is KK4JBQ. I'll take it. You know, when you get in your 70s, and I'm sure you know what that's like already, you're happy. You understand there's no guarantee, but you're happy when you see tomorrow morning. I'm happy every morning I wake up. I have this feeling because several members of my family didn't wake up from a night's sleep. That rattles you, I want to tell you. You know, if you pay any attention to things that are already gone before, it's no guarantee, but you just know it can happen repeatedly. Most recently, my youngest sister didn't wake up from a night's sleep one day. Surprised everybody. She's 13 years younger than me, and it's a lot of life I've already lived that she'll never see. And I miss her. Anyway, all that to say, only to say that one should look forward to tomorrow and be thankful if you get it. KI4DOS, this is KK4JBQ.
You're absolutely right. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. Not guaranteed the rest of the night. We're guaranteed this minute, and that's about it. You and I are in our 70s, we're not spring chickens anymore. And some people say we've lived a good long life. But, really, life is so short and so precious that we don't really think about it being short until people get up towards our age. And then, we do hope we get up in the morning. And then there's a lot of folks that are younger than us that did not make it. They got called home before we did for some reason. We don't know what that is, but the one in charge does. I got a phone call earlier this evening. A friend of mine he's had a bad respiratory type situation, and he's had it since January. First of January, somewhere right around the first. And the doctor told him, he said, we don't know what it is. We don't know what to give you for it. They give him antibiotics, and he's getting better, but still he has a coughing fit. And he'll get to coughing and cough for 2 hours or better, hack, 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 hack. And he said the last time he went to the doctor, which was just the other day, he said the doctor told him there's a thing called a 100-day cough. I'd never heard of that before, but he said to people, they get it, cough for 100 days, and then it goes away. Now, I don't know if I want that or not.
I've heard some tales, and there I just heard another one. The things that can go wrong, that's just what we have. I mean, and every one of us has got the same situation, there's so many things that can attack the healthy human body. It is amazing to the point of being fabulous. If you just line them up, if you just put them all down and 8-point type in a book 3 inches thick, it wouldn't hold it. I'm thinking, so many things can go wrong. So let's just be tickled to death that here we are right now in this moment. If you're listening to me, if you can hear me talk, you're alive. And be thankful for that. That one simple thing. Be thankful to be alive. Now, if you do something with it, okay, fine. You do more than a lot of people, for crying out loud. But that's your charge. Every morning you get up and you're awake and you're alive, do something with it. That sounded preachy, I guess, but forgive me for that. Anyway, yes, we are in our 70th decade of life, and some things open up to you. Some things close down, they go away, and maybe it's just something as simple as your interest in whatever, your interest in something that maybe was, occupied a lot of your time, maybe earlier in your life, but now it kind of shuts down, closes off. Well, if you remain conscious, you will occupy time. If you get through a day, you have spent the day. And all of us get, added up, there's a certain number, 168 maybe it is, hours in the week. Somebody out there, do a little calculation for me and verify how many hours in a week everybody has. And you don't get any more unless you leave us prematurely. You won't enjoy any less unless you just let it go by. Just let it fly away. So the thing to do is to remain aware that one day it's over. Can't get it back. You might see it coming. You might feel it coming. You might even be, depending on, some things I'm not even aware of, you might have to suffer a little bit before you leave here. But the time is, it's a set thing. I think it's 168 hours. So lately, I have been doing some things that I had not had any interest in doing. I can operate a computer, and most of the people that I'm talking to, I'm sure, can do that. Well, that YouTube thing is a wealth of things that have gone by, days that have gone by. And let me get to it right away here because I'm carrying on. There was a program back in the 60s called Password. And I watched a little bit of it back then. It was in black and white at first, and it was during, I think it was 1966 when this was on NBC, I believe, and they went over to color, made a big deal about it, you know. NBC, wasn't that the one with the peacock? And every feather on that bird was a different color? Made a big deal about it. And, of course, it was a good thing, a progressive thing, a fabulous thing. Around 66, I believe. But anyway, I'd forgotten that I enjoyed that program, and it was there were contestants, you know, a couple of people made up a team, and a couple of people on the other side made up a team, and they guessed at words that they had to make you say a word, you know, a password, they called it. And anyway, it was just a good time, and it was interesting people. Half of the team was celebrity, and the other half were just people walking off the street, I think, you know. And that made it interesting. I saw, I think her name was Donna Douglas. She played Ellie Mae on the Beverly Hillbillies, and she was there. And then, there was Aunt Bee from Petticoat Junction. You know, she was on there too. Anyway. These people are gone now. You won't see them again, but it was very entertaining. And I'd recommend that if you got a little time, you need a little entertainment, it's out there for you. And I have enjoyed it. Just wanted to say that. KK4JBQ.